This morning to Colossians, chapter number two, we'll read verse 1 to verse 7, and then we'll get to the message. Paul says, chapter 2, verse 1, he says, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Verse 2 says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3 says, "In whom I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." Verse 5 says, "For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." Verse 6 says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Verse 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do just come before you now, thanking you we can gather together. We thank you for your word, and we just pray now, God, that you would speak to our hearts. Just pray you would, as Brother Steve said, quiet our hearts, prepare our hearts to receive the word, and we just appreciate your goodness to us and just want to commit the service into your hands. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So anyways, this is an exhortation from the Apostle Paul here in chapter number 2. That's what's so great about the New Testament epistles, Paul's epistles. They apply directly to us. They just speak plainly to us. And I guess it being near the end of January, I know I'll use the gym as an illustration, but at the beginning of the year, a lot of people make resolutions. And as Christians, we should make some sort of spiritual resolution. In the physical world, over the years, I see every January, boy, you go in the gym and the place is packed. And it's like just all these people, you never seen them before. And they're all people that made a New Year's resolution that they're going to exercise and try to become fit. And then even now, it's what, the 27th of January, and I see classes that are almost half the attendance that they were a couple of weeks, and people drop off. But for Christians, spiritually, it's important for us to maintain that the things that keep our Christianity strong, just the basic things. And one of the things here the apostle mentions in verse number 6, in verse 6 he says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." And so this made me think of back over 30 years ago when I received what was my attitude when I received Christ? And of course, the word walk, we know means to be active. It means to be doing something. And I started thinking, and I remember, man, I just loved going to church. I mean, if the pastor had a errand, if he said, "Boy, I need someone to bring a bag of groceries to such and such," man, I couldn't wait to do anything. You just were so in love with the Lord and just so happy to be forgiven and to have the Lord as your Savior and begin that new life as a Christian. And you just were in love with him. And all through the Apostle Paul's epistles, one of the things we notice is that the Apostle Paul was dedicated and devoted to a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't devoted to a cause. He wasn't devoted to a program. He wasn't devoted. He was devoted to a person. When we first get saved and we realize our sins are forgiven, we love the Lord. And I understand someone coming from a rough background or a harsh background, and you leave those things behind, you can notice, of course. But a lot of times then we have the younger people that grow up in church and they never really went too far astray. But on the same note, whether you were brought up in church, at some point in your life you trusted Christ as your Savior, and just the fact knowing your sins are forgiven, knowing that your name is written down in heaven, knowing that you have a blessed life here, abundant life here, and eternal life to come. And we just have a sense of that, of love and a closeness and a attitude of gratitude towards the Lord when we first received Christ, and we began to receive Christ. I remember picking people up and driving people to church. And then as time goes on, you know, the pastor will say, oh, I got to, can you bring some groceries to this? Well, so-and-so lives closer. Why didn't you ask him? You know, and we begin to, I don't want to say become callous. When we're first saved and when we first received Christ, I mean, we just were in love with Jesus Christ. We were like on a honeymoon. There was just nothing that we wouldn't do to satisfy the Lord. And Paul tells us to walk, to live and to behave as when we received Christ. Amen. And so it's so important for us to realize that and to be active for Christ, and just not to. One of the things I remember is not being ashamed of the Lord. I remember when I received Christ, and the person that told me, and many of you know my testimony, and I had trusted the Lord in jail. I say I was in captivity, amen, like the Old Testament Jews. And so I was around a pretty rough group of people, but I remember when this fellow told me, he said, Jesus loved you and he died for you. And if you were the only person that was on this earth, he still would have came and died for you and wanted to forgive you. And that was such good news to me. And I was so happy. And I couldn't wait to tell some of my friends. And when I told some of them, they laughed, you know, and I couldn't understand why they weren't so happy to hear this news. I was like, we can be forgiven. Did you know that? And they were like, you're not forgiven. You're not, what are you, crazy? You think you're going to go to heaven? And I was like, yeah, you know. And so I was a little taken back, but I just remember just not being ashamed to speak to others and just looking for opportunities to show love for him, like that woman at the well. Remember, Jesus said, give me to drink, and Jesus, she gave him something to satisfy him, and we were always asking him for everything. You know, we want to bless the day, bless this, bless the food, bless everybody, bless, you know, but sometimes just to love him and want to satisfy him and do something for him. And so Paul tells us to walk as when we received Christ. Amen. And sometimes you just need to think back, especially those of us that have been saved for a long time, and just remember how happy you are. And I know a lot of people get saved when they hear about the rapture, and they're like, man, I better get saved. I don't want to miss out. What if the rapture happens and all my family's gone and things like that? And just remember how happy you were to know that that was settled. And as Christians, it's important for us to want to please him, amen, and to be in love with him, and just to be thankful that we're saved. And then the second thing that I wanted to look at in verse number 7, the Apostle Paul says, rooted and built up in him, amen, and to be rooted. That we all know what roots are, amen. We got roots hold our teeth in, roots hold our hair in, amen. The plants, the roots are what holds it in, and the Bible tells us to be rooted in Christ, just be fixed, amen, and to be planted. Paul talks over in 1 Corinthians about being a master builder and things like that, but have our roots deep in Christ, just to be anchored to Him, amen, and to be close to Him. And I remember years ago when me and my wife first got saved, the first church we went to, they challenged us to keep a spiritual journal or a spiritual diary. And so at the end of the day, you would write in that, I had a good day today. I felt close to the Lord, had an opportunity, whatever the case may be. I kept my devotion time today, things like that. And it was spiritual journal. And then maybe the next day I woke up late and missed my prayer time and kind of felt out of sorts. And you can go back and look at that. But it's things like that when you meditate upon the spiritual things that help you to get rooted, amen, and to be rooted in Christ and towards Christ, to be rooted, be attached, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the roots, just like a plant, the roots are where you get your sustenance, amen, where it gets its strength. So when the wind blows, it does that plant won't tip over. If a storm comes, that tree won't be uprooted. And for a Christian, it's important for us to be rooted, amen. And the way we do that is really, it's simple. It's by reading your Bible, by praying, and going to church. I mean, God made this whole thing pretty simple for us. And so to just be mindful of that and to be want to be rooted. The world just constantly, there's like a, you know, we hear on the news about the invasion down in Mexico, you know, about the invasion across it. All day long, this world is just designed to cause us to draw our affections away from God. And if I ask for a show of hands, most of us would probably say we start our day off, we thinking of God and having a desire to remain in a somewhat spiritual state of mind. And as the day goes on, all of a sudden you begin to get that invasion of things from the world and worries and thoughts. And even when we sit in church, thinking, oh, after I get out of church, I got to go do this, rather than just having your affections on Him, boy, I need to go home today and I need to do this, or I got to call this person. And just this world's designed to steal our affections away from God. And so it's so important for us as Christians to be rooted, amen. The Lord talked about the four soils over there in Matthew, and how the first three, they didn't have roots, or their roots weren't deep. And it says the cares of this world choked it out. And so it's important for us as Christians to walk with that. As when we receive Christ, it's happy and making advancements and moving along in our Christianity, be rooted, just fixed and planted deep and firm, so that we can't be moved. So whether it's just the little bombardment of things coming at us all day, or if it's a big storm that comes in our life, our roots are deep enough to hold us firm, amen, and to be where we won't wither away, amen, and we can make progress. The roots are where you get your sustenance. That's how some people have a green thumb. Some people, I always joke, my wife does not. She kills plants by looking at them. She's horrible. When we first got married, I had a bay window in my apartment, and I had this nice, it was like some kind of wandering Jew or ivory, some kind of thing. And man, that thing was just, you know, and I would take care of it. And we got married, and like after a couple of weeks, it was turning brown and it looked up. And I was like, wow, what's going on? She's killing my plant, you know? And she was like, she's like, I water it every day. And I'm like, well, she was giving it too much water, you know, and it was drowned and it was turning brown and everything, you know. But the roots, that's where you get, just like us, being rooted in Christ by reading and praying every day, just simple things that anyone can do, amen. And that's where we get our sustenance. That's where we get our strength. That's what will make our roots deeper and deeper in Christ, amen. And so it's important, and the apostle, and it's not important because I'm saying it, it's important because the apostle Paul exhorts us here to do that. Then the next, he says in verse number 7, rooted, and then he says built up in Christ, amen. To build something up is to erect something or to frame something, to raise a structure, amen. And as a Christian, as time progresses, as we grow in the Lord, as we read our Bibles, as we keep our devotion or our prayer time, our church attend, all those things are designed to grow us and to build us into a Christ-like structure, amen. I love over in 1 Kings chapter number 6, if you get a chance to read that, where Solomon, when they were building the temple, he had all the stones and everything. They were cut and hammered and chiseled and everything away from the temple, amen. And we all know our Bibles, the temple of the whole. When you get saved, God cleanses this and cleans this tabernacle, our body, this Gentile body, and sanctifies it and comes and dwells in it, amen, just like he dwelt in that tabernacle in the Old Testament. But when Solomon's temple was being built, it said that you couldn't hear the sound of the hammer or any tools, amen. And that's like a picture of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, amen. We don't hear the feel it necessarily or anything like that, but as we walk with God and as we begin to take root and begin to be built up, amen, that building gets erected, amen. And God saved us to be conformed to the image of his Son, amen. And as Christians, what's one of God's and Jesus Christ's greatest characteristics? He's his faithfulness, his mercy, his love, forgiveness, compassion, all those types of things should be replace selfishness and self-centeredness and things like that, amen, as we're built up, amen, into the image of his Son. Over in Galatians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, speaking of Peter, James, and John, he perceived that they were pillars in the church, amen. And we all know what pillars are. So they hold the structure together, amen. They hold things up. They support things. And as Christians, as we're built up in Christ, amen, we begin to be able to hold others up, be able to be pillars in the church and hold the structure together, not physically, but spiritually, amen. And that should be a goal for all of us, amen. I mean, there's nothing worse than if you have a baby and the doctor tells you the baby's failure to thrive or something like that. He's not growing and things. But we could have people that trusted Christ 20 years ago, and they're still like babies. They've never grew. So as Christians, we should want to grow, amen. And again, it's simple. Read your Bible, pray, and come to church. And it will just automatically, like the Holy Spirit, will work in us, just like Solomon's temple. You won't hear a sound, you won't feel it, but it'll be working and you'll automatically grow. Others, younger Christians will begin to look up to you, or maybe your testimony will be an example to them, things like that. So as Christians, amen, it's important for us to walk with that joy and that thankfulness that we had when we received Christ, to be rooted, get our roots deep enough so that every little thing that happens doesn't just, you know, devastate us, and then to be built up, amen, just to have our affection set on the Lord and to let that building process take place, amen, so that we can be formed into that structure that God wants us to be, amen, for God's purpose. Another thing that the apostle says in verse number 7, established in the faith. Verse 7, rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith, amen, something that's established, that's something that it's fixed, it's settled, amen, it's settled permanently, amen, and really, and these things all almost go along with one another, being built up and being firm, amen. You're established in the faith. In Ephesians 4, Paul says that we shouldn't henceforth be like little children tossed to and fro, amen. We should, this thing should be settled, amen. I'm a Christian, I'm going to church, I'm determined to have a personal devotion, whether you do it in the morning, you do it at night, whenever you do it, amen, just do it. There's no perfect time. I like the morning time, just for some reason when I wake up in the morning, if I have time with, I feel like my mind's clear and my mind's sharp and things like that, I can, I hear his voice more in the morning. In Job, it talks about the Lord seals your instruction while you're sleeping. And did you ever have something going on, you didn't know the answer, then all of a sudden you woke up in the morning and it was like, bang, it was right there. And you were like, wow, where did that come from? That was the Lord, amen, doing that for you. So the morning is a good time, but be established in the faith, amen. Just you're going to walk like you did when you were saved. Committed to God, and it's just fixed, amen. It's settled. I don't think we, for years, I don't think we ever got up and say, we going to church today. We just, we go to church. That's what we do, amen, unless somebody's sick or something like that, amen. And so for Christians, walk with the Lord, be rooted, amen, built up in Christ, established in the faith, amen. And then he also goes on in verse number 7 and says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding, amen, therewith with thanksgiving. So be established in the faith, but also abound in the faith, amen. Produce a great amount of it, amen, to make powerful gains, amen, in your faith. And what's the Bible tell us? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And we always use that for salvation, but same thing as a Christian. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. And so for a Christian to build your faith so you can abound in faith, you can make gains in your faith, you read the word, amen. That's what's so, the way this thing is designed, you read the Old Testament and you see, you know, God parts the Red Sea. You see deliverance of Israel. You see him providing for the, his people. You see the miracles, and that builds your faith, amen, because those that word plants itself in you. You're being rooted. You're being grounded in God, and then all of a sudden something comes into your life, whether it's just something at work, something at home, or a sickness, or whatever the case may be. But your faith is stronger now because you've been reading for years. You see those stories where God created the earth. You read over in Psalm 139, and he knows what you're thinking before you even think it. He knows what you're going to say before you even think it. I mean, I can't even comprehend that, that we have a God that knows what you're going to say before you even think it. Amen. And I mean, and we just see these things and the how great and powerful God is. Too many Christians feel like the Jesus and the devil are arm wrestling. You know, one minute the devil's almost got Jesus, and the next minute Jesus. It's not, amen. God is all powerful, amen. And God's the winner, amen. And the Bible says if we stay close to God, amen, and resist the devil, he'll flee from us. So you stay close to God, amen. You ever see a little kid, and you go somewhere, and a stranger comes up, and they'll run over by a leg or something, amen. Just stay right on God's leg, amen. Stay close to God, and as you read those stories, you'll abound in the faith, amen. You'll grow in the faith, and you'll be more spiritual. You'll be the spirit. Your faith and your spirit will overflow out of you, amen. You'll be full of it. You'll be abounding in it, and it will flow out and touch others. I mean, because isn't that what it's all about, amen, that we touch others. And so, like David said, his cup was full and overflowing, and that's what we want. It's enough for us and also for others, amen. But the way we do that is by walking with him and being active, amen, making progress, moving along, getting rooted in Christ. And that's the key here, rooted in Christ, amen, built up in Christ. The Bible tells us when we get saved, we're in Christ, amen. And when you're in Christ, that's how all these things can apply to you, amen. That's why I love the 23rd Psalm. We used to go to a nursing home, and as soon as you started quoting the 23rd Psalm, it was like everybody in the whole place knew it, and they'd all start quoting it with you. And the Lord is my shepherd, amen. David makes it personal. He's my shepherd, amen. He didn't say the Lord is the shepherd. He didn't say the Lord is a shepherd, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. And when it becomes personal, when you're in Christ, then you can apply all those other things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me, he guides me, whatever, amen, takes me through the valley. If the Lord's not your shepherd, then all the rest of them verses don't apply to you, amen. And so it's so important to be in Christ, amen. So we walk, we're rooted, we're built up, becoming established in the faith just as simply by consistency, amen. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about in this chapter, is consistency, amen, in the Christian lives, amen. I love what he says here in verse 5. He says, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Look at what he says, joying and beholding your order, amen. And we have some sense of order in our lives, amen. We wake up, we do this, we get dressed, we go do that, amen. We go to church, we pray before we, and have some sort of order. The Bible tells us that the Lord does things decently and in order, amen. And then he says, beholding your order and the steadfastness, amen. They were just steadfast, they were steady, amen, with their faith in Christ. So we want to be established in the faith, bound in the faith, amen. And then the last thing he goes on to say is abounding there, in verse 7, abounding therein with thanksgiving, amen. And so we want to abound in thanksgiving. And as Christians, just having that attitude of gratitude, amen, showing our appreciation. Excuse me. There's nothing worse than a miserable Christian, amen. I mean, a miserable Christian just brings everybody down. And even worse is guys. Guys that complain, they think they're complaining, amen. But it ends up turning into you just being a whiner. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's why, you know, I wasn't a good pastor. I didn't have patience with people, and I would just tell a guy, you need to just man up and get a job and take care of your family, you know. But they don't want to hear it like that, you know. And so I was mean, and you know. But that's how my father was with me. If I started whining, my dad would tell me to toughen up. That was his thing, toughen up, you know. And it's like, all right. And so as Christians, amen, when you've got that appreciation and that grateful attitude, amen, and we express our attitude and our thankfulness to the Lord by our faithfulness to him, by the time we spend with him. The more time you spend in the Bible and the more time you spend in prayer, that's how you get to know him, amen. When you first got saved, you probably didn't know much about Jesus, but as you began to read your Bible, and all of a sudden you were like, oh, his mother's name's Mary, you know, his stepfather's name Joseph or Foster, whatever you want to call him, his earthly father, amen. Oh, wow, his father was a competent. You begin, it's the same thing if you meet some stranger comes into our church today, how do we get to know them? By talking to them, amen, and then by listening to them. And so as we walk with God and we abound in faith and abound in thanksgiving, amen, we have that attitude of gratitude, we begin to know him better, and we just thankful for that new life. And before I got saved, I felt like I had the sword of Damocles hanging over my head by a hair, amen? And it was like the hammer was coming down at any moment, and I knew that. And to get saved and know that you're forgiven, and that sense of dread and that sense of, you know, this ain't gonna last forever. It just makes you thankful, amen, and makes you want to do something that to show your love, amen. And as simple as just reading your Bible and praying every day, being faithful to church, amen. And then you just develop that closeness with him. You begin to know him more. You're like, oh, when he was a baby, his family moved to Egypt. You know, just like when you meet somebody and you begin to know, oh, wow, when he was 12 years old, he was in a temple asking the rabbi's questions. And so just like you got to know Jesus Christ better, or you get to know a person more intimately, amen, that's the same thing with us, with God, amen. And we want to do those things like when we first got saved, amen. We want to do things that satisfy him. We want to do things that please him. We want to do things. It's a joy to us. What's that saying? It's like, I don't have to go to church. I get to go to church, you know what I mean? I don't have to serve the Lord. I get to serve the Lord. I don't have to tithe. I get to tithe, you know. I don't have to sing in the choir. I get to sing in the choir, amen. And things like that, I get to teach. It's a joy, amen, and a blessing. And we want to do that because of our appreciation, because we're abounding with thanksgiving, amen, and appreciation toward the Lord, amen. And the other thing is, and I'm going to end it with this, is, and don't worry about anybody else, amen. Don't worry what anybody else is doing. You just do what you're supposed to. If everybody does what they're supposed to, everything gets done, amen. And remember what Jesus said to Peter over in John, amen. He said, lovest thou me, Peter? And he said, yeah, you know I love you. Then he asked him again. He said, feed my lambs. Peter, lovest thou me, Peter? Yeah, you know I do, Lord. Then feed my lambs. Then the third time, Peter, lovest thou me, Peter? Yes, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs. And then what's the first thing Peter says? Well, what about him? Talking about John. And Jesus said, whoa. What's it to you, you know, feed my sheep? And so as Christians, do what God wants you to do, and never mind what somebody else does. And, you know, I mean, over the years, I've heard, oh, well, so-and-so don't do nursery, and she got kids. You know, it's like, why should I do? You know, and it's just, man, all that petty stuff, you know. It's just not good. As Christians, amen, like it said in verse number two, their hearts being comforted, amen, being knit together in love, amen. And as a Christian family and as children of God, having that open heart, a heart of love towards others, amen, and just all of us examining ourselves, amen. The Bible's like a mirror, amen. We read that and we see our reflection, and we hate seeing imperfections. I hate if I wake up and I look in the mirror and got a pimple on my nose or something. You know, we all hate that, amen. I look in the mirror and all I see is a big belly. You know, it's like you hate that. But the Bible's designed to show us those things so we can do something about it, amen. The Bible's not a mirror for you to aim at everybody else, like, oh, look at this, you know. And like you're shooting everybody with a Bible laser gun or something, amen. It's for us, amen. And so spiritually, mind our own P's and Q's, amen, our own business, amen. But anyways, walk with the Lord. Think back, if you have to, just the joy you had and the love and the thankfulness you had, amen. and then just be determined. You're going to get yourself rooted in Christ, and you're going to build yourself up just as if you were exercising or something. You're going to push a little bit. You'll make yourself read if you, you know, I hear people, oh, I can't read at night. I try to read at night and I fall asleep. Then sit up, amen. I don't know what to tell you, you know. It's like, you know, everybody got excuses. You know, we got excuses, you know. With 1,000 excuses, we could all probably write a book, amen. But get rooted, amen, and built up as a Christian. Your faith will grow as you spend time with God and in the Word. Your faith will automatically grow. It will overflow. You'll have faith for others, amen. When you see somebody and they're like, man, I can't believe this is happening. And you're like, you know what? I know God will help you out, and we'll be praying for you. And your faith overflows and helps others, amen. And just abound with thanksgiving, amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength, amen. And when you have that thankfulness and the joy of the Lord, you walk around, you're stronger, amen. The Bible says over in Proverbs, it says, heaviness in the heart of man causeth it to stoop, but a kind word maketh it glad, amen. And how many times I'd be in a bad mood and I'd be going into Cumberland Farms to get my fifth iced coffee of the day or whatever, you know. And somebody would hold the door, smile at me, and nod their head. It makes you feel, you know, as Christians, you have that faith in God and that kindness and that thankfulness and try to make somebody else's day better, amen. And just, anyways, that's what I had.